What about the resources to combat it all in the midst of the crisis in Texas from Hurricane Harvey, the wildfires out west, and Hurricane Irma, and the anticipated damage it could bring? Tom Bossert of Homeland Security.
As the Chief of Staff, General Kelly, says, the federal government should be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. He's absolutely right. We've had cabinet meetings here today, yesterday, and throughout these storm events, focusing on efforts in national security matters around the globe. So I'm pretty comfortable in our ability and our capacity as leaders, but also as institutions to handle the various different things that come our way. I'm extremely comfortable with President Trump's capacity to do so. He's demonstrated an ability to juggle these issues of complexity on a regular basis, including today. What I do worry about are the financial resources. Congress came and stepped up in a bipartisan way. I think President Trump deserves a lot of credit for putting that together over the last 48 hours. And they've done what the American people really want them to do, and that is act and do what's right instead of quibbling over things that tend to get in the way of efficient execution of services. And so in this particular case, we're going to have to go back, I'm sure, for additional resources as these storms continue to hurt our states and our citizens. But for now, we're taking a responsible course of action, asking for the money in the appropriate small tranches, and then reassessing and getting better estimates so that we don't overestimate. But we're not doing it in a way that's going to stop or slow down operations.
Bossert contends $7.5 billion was calculated for FEMA in the recent supplemental, and then also $6.8 billion is regularly scheduled in the budget for the next fiscal year that starts at the end of the month, actually October 1st. April Ryan, AURN News.